Massachusetts voters are heading into their final weekend before Election Day on Tuesday. To talk about some of the lead races, we're joined this morning by Tufts University political science professor, WBUR political analyst Jeff Berry. Jeff, good morning and thanks a lot for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the gubernatorial race. Last night, Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic challenger, Jay Gonzalez, held their third and final debate. It was heard here on WBUR and it was televised. What was the takeaway for you?
Well, it's the bottom of the ninth, and Gonzalez is down about 15 runs. I think he held his own. He made some good points, particularly when he was hammering Baker for supporting a candidate for attorney general, Republican, who says it's a God-given right to own assault weapons and has used racist language to describe immigrants. But Baker's a pretty good debater. I think he held his own as well and gave as good as he got. And my judgment on points, not a knockout on points, I think the edge goes to Baker.
President Trump, again, played a major role in the conversation between the two candidates. Let's listen to how the two of them described the president in three words.
Hateful, racist, un-American.
Governor Baker, three words.
Only three. Outrageous, disgraceful, and a divider.
You know, despite his opposition to Donald Trump, Governor Baker is supporting the largely pro-Trump GOP ticket in Massachusetts. Gonzalez has been using that to try and turn voters away from the governor. What impact might Baker's support of the state's Republican ticket have with Democrat and independent voters who are expected to, at least many of them, are expected to vote for Charlie Baker?
Baker has made himself into a nonpartisan figure. He doesn't convey any sense of support for the president. I think the emotional centerpiece last night was just the piece of tape you played that when asked the three words, Baker tensed, he paused, and then he said slowly, outrageous, disgraceful, divider. And I think at that point he inoculated himself against the Trump downdraft that's taking down candidates across the country.
A WBUR poll out yesterday found Baker with a commanding lead in the race, 68% of likely voters saying they'll choose him compared to just 25% for Gonzalez. It comes as Baker has weathered the overtime pay scandal at the state police, criticisms of the state's response to the Merrimack Valley natural gas explosions. Why do you think none of these issues have put a dent in the governor's numbers?
Well, first of all, the Democrats have defaulted. They've worked very collaboratively with Baker in the legislature, so he comes across looking as a uniter and somebody who's concerned about policy problems. He conveys that he's rolling up his sleeves. He's going to work with all the stakeholders when these problems emerge, and none of the problems has metastasized. He also benefits from a Democratic Party that is nominated someone who has very little name recognition, and then the Democrats refused to fund his campaign. So he didn't have a megaphone to broadcast the kind of charges that might damage Baker.
All right, let's move on to the U.S. Senate race. Incumbent Elizabeth Warren and her Republican challenger Jeff Deal also held their final debate this week. A WBUR survey this week found Warren comfortably in the lead, 54% to Deal's 32%. Warren's well-known presidential interests came up during that debate this week. Here's what Warren and Deal both had to say on the Channel 4 debate.
I've already said that I will take a look at running for president after the election. But I guarantee this, no matter what I do, I will work for the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
You are running for president. Everybody knows now at this point. It's not a secret at all. You've got staffers that you've moved to New Hampshire to go work up there for the Democratic Party. You've moved staffers to all the swing states. And again, you've been traveling so extensively around the country that I wonder if sometimes you know where the Massachusetts zip code is.
You know, targeting Warren's possible presidential ambitions or likely presidential ambitions has been a Deal's line of attack the entire campaign, but it's not caught on with voters.
Well, voters, when asked, say they're uncomfortable with Warren running for president. But that's really not going to hurt her. Her eye is on the other 49 states in the union. And when she gets to these other states and runs in the caucuses and the primaries, they're not going to care that she's an incumbent from Massachusetts because all the other candidates in those races are going to be office holders in the as senators or congressmen or governors. So it's not going to be an issue for her in the other 49 states.
So do you expect Baker and Warren to win comfortably Tuesday?
I do expect them to win. The polling has been consistent across time. The gap between them and their opponents is huge, and they're going to win.
Now, one ballot question. Question number one, in Massachusetts, which would mandate nurse staffing levels at Massachusetts hospitals. The recent polls show opposition to that question has grown in recent weeks. What's turned it around so quickly?
So think about the way you vote. You go into the ballot booth and you start voting, and you get down to races. You don't really know who the candidates are, know very much about them. And so you use a shortcut, the term Republican or Democrat, that label. You use that label to vote on those offices. When you get to the ballot questions, that shortcut is not available. And so you're trying to decide in a void. Filling that void in the campaign are interest groups. And what we know as political scientists is the groups that spend the most money usually win. And in this case, it's the Hospital Association of Massachusetts. They're outspending the nurses, and over time, that's working, and their side is likely to win.
So they've overwhelmed the voters and the supporters of question number one with ads.
They have. They've spent a lot of money, and the ads are getting through.
All right. Political analyst, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks a lot for the conversation. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Bob.